From scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we're going to be talking a bit about critical thinking. And the reason we're going to do that is twofold. Before we started recording this episode, we had a fantastic conversation about where Gen AI is taking the learning industry. And then we started talking about the fact that this relates a lot to the ability to be thinking more critically about, you know, the current state and future state and the acceleration of everything because of generative AI. And that brings us on to the fact that I'm running this session at the Learning Technologies Autumn Forum on critical thinking. So Nigel said, why don't we just have a quick shake of the stick at critical thinking? Critical thinking, Nigel, I don't want to talk endlessly about what I'm going to do, but what do you think? Lots of people talk about it at the moment, and I know that the research about generative AI also shows that people are using generative AI to help them with critical thinking. So it seems to be something that's in the air. Now, that is actually not what is driving my interest in it. But I think that's also a part of it right now, is that actually people are using Gen AI tools for critical thinking. So how would you frame critical thinking? Why now?
There are a whole bunch of new requirements that some people call power skills. I used to call generative skills, but that seems to have got caught up with generative AI and it's got muddled. So we call them power skills. But anyway, so these are the skills that build other skills. And one of the things that is a massive gap in organizations is the ability to think critically about what you're being told. AI, tell me this. Oh, that must be right. And secondly, the ability to go above processes to look analytically at the nature of what seems to be the clear direction forward. So to be able to be skeptical, to be evidence-based, to be critical. So these higher level skills are also the building blocks for new roles that are going to come pouring into organizations when AI starts. So I'm not suggesting that no one cared about critical thinking previously and now we all do, but I do think that how you manage a world where you've got AI that tells lies and makes things up sometimes without that critical ability to question, debate and argue. And for example, I was saying to a group of people, I've just got back from Chicago, which is probably why I'm sounding incoherent. I've just got back from Chicago. And there, one of the things we were saying was that I and a lot of other people in the room, funnily enough, use AI to debate with, I use it to debate with myself. If I draw a conclusion now, instead of just saying, wow, that's my conclusion, I'll go in and have a chat to ChatGPT and say, this is the evidence I'm using, and I'm drawing this conclusion. Do you think it's possible to draw other conclusions? And Charlie's saying, there are three other conclusions you might draw. And then we have an iterative conversation about what evidence have you got for that? Show me where your evidence, and I'll show you my evidence. Mm. And you end up with a 10-minute conversation where you end up much richer as a result of that conversation than you would have been just assuming that I've made this really great insight. I won't think about anything else, just how good it is and how valuable it is. When ChatGPT can say, yes, but you've missed something really important here. So that those kinds of uses, high-level uses, are going to increase for sure. And it's not going to just be about what's the weather like in Seattle and where do I buy a raincoat or whatever it might be, which is the low-level stuff that people are using for ChatGPT. And interestingly, while I was in Chicago, there's ads all around, big billboards for ChatGPT, they certainly don't have them in this country. And it's things like, hey, I need to do a budget weekend trip. I need a break. What would you recommend? So very low level Q&As to get people interested in ChatGPT. But maybe it's the lure, it's the bait to get people hooked. He can do a lot more than give me a weekend trip or develop some content for me, ChatGPT. It's much more complex and profound. So critical thinking, I suppose what I'm saying in a very long-winded way is it's not just interesting, it's almost critical. Critical thinking is critical.
I think I'm glad, I'm pleased I asked. It's a great answer, and I think I would just build on that in terms of what I'm trying to do when I'm doing this session is actually a lot about that idea of what is in front of you. And I think that's interesting when you use AI. And one thing we'll be talking about is definitely that idea of using a AI as your kind of intellectual partner,
Yes,
doing the
it is.
thing that you've
It's
just said. But
also linked to the ability to hold two ideas in your head at the same time and not just throw out the weaker one and say, here's one idea. And I think that is increasingly important that you've got to have in your head, but what happens if, and this could also happen. Because in this world, there are no certain directions. And it was interesting, some organizations are not betting the bank on one simple line. They're saying, this is where we think we're going, but we're also exploring this and this just in case we're wrong. So, the idea of, and what happens if you're wrong? Well, have you ever thought maybe you're wrong? That's really important now. No, that's what critical thinking to have the ability to hold two diametrically opposed ideas in your head.
But I think also that plays out interestingly when it comes to things like groupthink, when you're actually with others and there's a fierce agreement about something,
Yeah.
when in actual fact you're sitting there saying, we don't have any evidence or not enough evidence that this thing that we're all agreeing about is true or as true as it could be. And I think you get into the assumptions and the biases that are a part of us as human beings. And you really have to be clear about that. You have to recognize those assumptions. You have to recognize that so much of what we now see and react on is emotive. It's system one thinking, isn't it? It's like always an initial response. And we're being asked to make decisions really quickly, when in actual fact, you still can make decisions fairly quickly, but you actually need to make the right decisions. And sometimes you might have to give yourself a bit more time because you might look at something and say, yeah, that feels right based on everything that I know. But when everything you know is changing very rapidly, you still have to then question that and say,
Of course you do.
you have to triangulate it. You have to also really think about who you're doing, what's the thinking for? Who's that going to impact? And what evidence do we have from that audience that what I'm suggesting is actually something that is useful? And I
And
think so,
be
it's a
open,
very,
Martin, to challenge. That's why my new obsession, which is it's no good having a learning community. You've got to have connected learning communities. Everything has to move across the organization. So if you're getting one team with a really strong view, you've got to be open to challenge from other parts of the organization or from factors outside the organization. And if you've just got a closed mind and you believe in your own genius, then we're in big trouble in a world of anxiety and brittleness because you're going to go through the ice if you're not careful. Now, you just assume it's 6 foot thick and it ends up to be 6 centimeters thick.
And I think what my final thought would be when using AI, what you tend to get is very positive responses all the time. When I'm thinking critically, I want challenge.
Yeah, you were buzzing.
I would like AI to say, Martin, that is just a really poor question to ask about this thing or
Yeah.
something like that.
Well, it will do.
I
If you
want that to
frame it,
happen.
it will do that. If you say,
I know,
this is
but
my
that's the.
assumption. What are the things that undermine this assumption? Challenge me. Tell me what I should be thinking about that I'm clearly missing. It will do that. And that's where this idea that AI is not a question and answer. It's an iterative process of debate and
Absolutely.
building up layer upon layer, insight and assumption until you get to something that is workable. And that's gone through the ringer in a way. That's what it does. And it does it in a way that is safe. You can ask stupid things and you can be humiliated by AI. You're not going to lose any sleep over it. And you can do that before you go back into the world and say, this is important, it's important. These are really
Absolutely.
good conversations. Martin, this is going to be an unbelievably successful session that you're going to be running on what day? You're going to be running it on
Oh, that's
the
the 23rd of October. So,
23rd of October, not to be missed. Not to be missed. Thanks very much, Martin. Always good to talk.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel.
From scratch.